Now let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Don Day is with us. He's a day weather, though he's not in Cheyenne, Wyoming today. He is, well, I don't know exactly where are you today, Don?
Well, I'm in northern Arizona in a little town called Page, which is right near the Utah border south of Lake Powell.
And you're there. I know what you're up to, which is really cool. So for those who are David Blaine fans, the magician, they'll know that he is about to take a balloon ride, kind of like Up, which is all the balloons. And I don't know how far up he's planning to go, a long ways. But you, I know in the past when we've talked, you've done things with Red Bull. You do some things with NASA as it's related to balloons and weather casting for them. And this morning you had to make a unfortunate go-no-go call. And you're telling me, I think, that tomorrow David Blaine will do his new ascension. Is that right?
That's correct. The cold front that came in over the last couple of days across the northern Rockies and Plain States, cooling off everybody, got into this part of the region as well and caused too much wind. But that wind should be gone by tomorrow, and right now it looks like a go for Wednesday morning.
All right. So do we have a time yet? There are a rough time?
It'll be roughly, because you can't schedule these things exactly on launches, but it'll be roughly around 8 Pacific time.
And so you'll be making the go, no go, but you'll be helping, I assume, as he makes his ascension and on the way up.
Is correct. My job's not over till everything's on the ground.
All right. Well, good luck with that. Now, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast here, because finally there is a little rainfall. I can see that in the state of Illinois. Can you tell me about these showers?
Yeah, this is part of a large trough that came out of northwest Canada and is going to be basically this trough coming on through here over the next 48 hours. And it's going to produce a good swath of widespread, mainly light to moderate rain across many areas of the Midwest and Corn Belt before it slinks off to the south and east later tomorrow. I don't think amounts are going to be spectacular, but the coverage of showers will be pretty good over most of the Corn Belt.
What's the weather forecast look like for next week?
Well, you know, we're going to see some ups and downs. We're definitely changing weather patterns. The weather pattern is likely going to be some periods like we have now, cooler weather with some showers followed by warmer, drier conditions, and we see that developing. This trough will move out. Some high pressure will build in for the second half of the week and the weekend. Labor Day week, we see another one of these troughs, kind of similar to what we're experiencing now, coming in towards the middle of next week, and the results will be the same. Cooler weather will be coming on in, and there'll be some shower activity. The system that's coming next week is going to have a fair amount of cool air with it, so we could see temperatures get pretty cool across the northern plains and into the Great Lakes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and if you get a chance, let David Blaine know that my 24-year-old, when I told him you were involved in this, said, "That's so dope. I appreciate it."
I'll pass it along.
Thank you so much. Don Day is with Day Weather. He is out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.